Hey, I'm Sarah from Alien Boys, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Chart Show. It's Thursday. It's 3 p.m. We're here in the stew. I'm with a couple of goobers.
Hey.
Hi.
Do you guys want to... Well, I'm Nikki. You all can introduce yourselves.
Jay. I'm goober number three, Daniel.
I'm goober number 4B.
Awesome. So many goobers. Goober 1 to 4.
Yep.
So we've got some music. I made the playlist for today. Apparently, there's lots of stuff that we've already played before, but this is the stuff that I went through our charts music, and this is the stuff I liked.
Tune's so nice.
Had to play them again.
Had to play them two times.
Tune.
Play them twice.
Tunes.
That's what that means.
You know, you that's it. The... Well, I guess we can get straight into it. Or do you guys have anything you want to talk, any bombshells to drop on us before we jump in? Do we want to talk about the Oscar nominations? I didn't take a look at those yet.
Oh, I was just going to say, I think this might be my last show. I'm going from a regular cast member to a recurring cast member.
Yeah.
A farewell tour.
Daniel's being demoted to side character.
Side character. I also might change my mind by next Thursday, but as of
we'll
now.
We'll see.
You're well, always welcome.
Yeah. Always welcome.
Thank you.
Always,
but,
always.
Every time you come in, we can play a little Seinfeld bumper clap track. Boy-oing, it'll be great.
Yeah. Well, make sure to check out your other show that you're doing with ICNL. What's it called again?
ICNL's show is called Fan Club. It's every
Fan
Tuesday
Club,
at 2 p.m.
Right.
We'll hopefully have a PSA up and running. So run it up when it is.
Yeah, episode out.
One episode out. And we also have another person in the studio who's... Show.
Yeah.
Yeah, and B's show is going on now. You'll hear the promo for that one in a little bit.
They will hear the promo. They will?
They will.
Okay.
It's
I guess
up.
You will.
Yeah, you sure will. And
yeah.
My show's on the way. Jay is thinking maybe
cooking.
About doing a show. Cooking.
I'm cooking it up. It's a possibility.
Let them cook.
Can we have a quick description of both of your shows?
Oh,
and I can
sure.
Give mine too, and then Jay can also.
Yeah,
do it.
Well,
we got to plug our projects.
Yeah, we got to do a full plug. Do your full plug right now.
I can do a full plug. My show is called Slime Wire. My first episode was last night.
Woo!
It was very awesome.
Yeah, it was so good.
Yeah. And I play a lot of very loud, very weird, very hard, very nighttime-oriented tunes and tracks for you when you're on the bus or walking home and you feel a little weird and sad because it's cold and rainy in January. You get to hear some really obnoxious and really weird music, and that's what I provide.
But obnoxious in the best way.
Absolutely.
Is it what, Ryan Gosling would play in his car in the movie Drive? is it, the soundtrack to that?
Adjacent.
It's what Ryan Gosling should have played in his car in the movie Drive.
Yeah, Drive 2012. I've never seen it.
Yeah, I guess you guys would have been 5 years old when it came out.
Yeah, we were so
tune into Fan Club next week to hear some hot, searing takes about Ryan Gosling's performance in Drive.
Yes, our show is actually, my show Fan Club is actually exclusively about Ryan Gosling.
Yeah. Just right, okay.
Yeah. Not even Ryan Gosling films, just Ryan.
Just
what he's up to.
We get into his personal life. It's
favorite foods.
He's always looking so mysterious. I wonder what he's thinking about. You know.
The answer is nothing. But no, I'll plug my show now. But Fan Club is going to be a weekly show with ICA and I. And ICA and I are going to talk about movies. We're going to talk about TV. We're going to talk about music and kind of the pop culture industry and politics at large. Next week, we're going to be watching each other's favorite movies. And then we're going to talk about
it.
And then we'll also be... talking about the Oscar noms, which movies we think should have been nominated, which ones we think didn't deserve nominations, and and more. And all three of you are welcome to guest on the show anytime.
Oh, yeah. That'd be
careful
fun.
What you wish for. I have takes.
I take it back.
Yeah, I feel so disconnected from a lot of pop culture because I'm just so busy looking at the most random stuff online. So it's good that I have you and I see it to ground me, you know, and keep me connected to current events.
I'm glad it would
be just for you, Nikki.
Yeah, just for me. Thank you.
Yeah. And your show.
Oh, and my show? So 1 hour of happy, happy, fun time music.
Yeah.
2 a.m. on Wednesdays. Along the same lines as B's show, I guess. I just want to play some fun nighttime music. But it's less accessible. You got to go through a little bit of a schlog time-wise to get there, you know, 2 a.m. But I thought that would be the fun part, you know. You beat your... Yeah, you could listen to it in the morning.
And you're going into the studio to do that.
Oh, yeah,
show.
This is going to be live.
Okay.
2 a.m. every...
Live from Studio A.
Live from Studio A. Studio A.
Or you can listen while you're studying it, too, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, or while you're awake studying for your next midterm at 2 a.m. Tune into my show, because I know all you UBC students out there are going to be up. So you might as well listen to... I need to find an easier way to say my show. Music. With a K. Music with a K. And a C.
Music concrete.
Musique concrete.
Yeah.
My favorite. Okay. Do we have any requests for what we want to play first? There's some stuff that we played before, as I mentioned. Or we could just go right down the list.
What if you played Gadfly first?
Gadfly? All right. Well, Gadfly never hurt anybody. How about we get right into some Gadfly, and we'll be back shortly. I hope you guys enjoy.
We'll be right back.
And we're back. That was a new Gadfly track off of their new album. Whole album dropped. Go check that out. It's called My Soul. The track is called My Soul. The album is called Apronic.
Don't look at me. I don't know how to pronounce.
I don't know. It it seems maybe Slavic, maybe Cyrillic. Do you know?
I don't know, but I was just going to say, whenever I hear Gadfly, and specifically that song, it makes me really want to watch some kind of, like, Western, but it's set in, like, the Middle East or something. Like, I feel like that'd be
yeah,
so
no,
fire.
It definitely has, like, the, it has both, right?
Yeah.
Like, the, like, I don't know, you could have a horse galloping in there, and then that, that little riff.
Yeah.
I don't know what scale that is. It's like a... it's like a harmonic scale or something.
Yeah.
King Gizzard scale? Yeah.
King Gizzard-ass scale.
Yeah, that's true.
It just sounds so like, it sounds like Rango, but with like a Gadfly twist. And Rango is the only Western I've seen.
Well, it's the best one, so there you go.
Yeah. Guy who has only seen Rango. Yeah. Wow, getting a lot of Rango vibes
from
this flick.
The Rango vibes are present.
Johnny Depp. Song. Yeah, well, we'll make sure to, I don't know, bring up Rango a lot more. I'm just...
Rango-themed episode.
Thank God. Yeah. That's the only send-off we could give you that would be good enough.
Exactly. I would have kept coming back until there was...
Rango
the
posting.
The only Western-related thing I know is Westworld.
The only Western thing I know is Westeros. I haven't even seen that show, so I'm a truly fake fan.
West Side Story. I mean it's in the west side of New York.
Yes.
But anyways, yeah, Gadfly is cool. You guys, you were saying, Daniel, there's a couple artists dropping music that you're excited about.
Yeah, it's like a pretty packed spring, it's looking like, from the subreddits I've been browsing. I know we got like Kali Uchis coming out.
Oh yeah.
And she's actually stopping at UBC. She's performing at Doug Mitchell in
May.
So could be a fun grad weekend concert.
That'll be cool.
There's some 100 Gex coming out this
year. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
We're all excited for that one.
Yeah, I got tickets too.
Everybody I know in this city all got tickets to 100 Gex and Machine Girl.
I think the entire CITR station all like
everybody's going to be there.
Yeah.
We'll start the CITR pit.
And I was talking about this on my show last night, but I have been in front row for Machine Girl every single time I have seen them. And if anyone is in front of me at that show, they better beware because I will literally maul them. I will stop at nothing. I actually won't do that because I'm a very courteous concert goer.
It's been said, B will maul you.
I will maul you. Bite your head off. Unhinge my jaw, swallow you whole.
Limbs, everything. It's going to be like a rattlesnake consuming a rat. But yeah, there's also Bones and All, yes. I believe Lil Yachty is dropping an album tonight. And Jay, do you have anything to say about that? I feel like we were talking.
I heard someone say it sounds like a Tame Impala album, which is interesting.
Oh, that's crazy.
I would never expect that vibe.
I mean, like, I guess with Poland, it was kind of like you didn't... It's a new Lil Yachty era, so I guess...
If you're having psychedelic rap, you've got me intrigued, so
yeah.
I want to see how it goes.
I'm curious, definitely. I don't know if Lil Yachty is going to do anything exceptional, but it could be fun.
That's the thing. I feel like Lil Yachty has always been hit or miss for me.
Yeah,
but
for
I'll
me
always
too.
Like tune in and see what he's cooking up.
Yeah, like
he's a lovable guy. He's a likable guy. Yeah. I was about to say lovable, but I was like, eh, he's likable.
Well, he is the Teen Titans' favorite rapper, so
canonically.
Wait, what?
Yeah, sorry. I said he's also the favorite of the Saved by the Bell reboot cast.
Wait,
he did
really?
The theme song for the Saved by
the
Bell.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's
not good.
Yeah,
but
that's
did
so
it.
Weird. Because Saved by the Bell is just like an American sitcom, isn't it?
Yeah, the reboot's honestly pretty good. It was canceled, but
okay.
Lil Yachty's theme song exists.
Did it go hard?
It exists.
Okay. Well, that's. I mean, that's about all you can ask for, I guess.
Yeah.
Do you have something to say, Jay?
Nah, I think that's it.
Okay. Well, let's get back into the music. there's some stuff that I wanted to play. Have a Nice Life. Very cool band. They just dropped a demo. They haven't released anything officially in 4 years. The song's okay. It's just egregiously long. I'm just gonna play like half of it for you guys. And then Jay, blessed us with some free jazz stuff. So the Have a Nice Life song is called Sisyphus. It's just a demo. We've got Water and Tools by Jairus Sharif and Tangier by Selena Martin. I assume it's French if it's Tangier. Or, yeah. Okay. So we'll play those three tracks for you guys. Hope you enjoy.
by Guayaquil Yerba Mate. Yerba Mate is a naturally caffeinated drink that comes in a variety of formats, from loose leaf to cans to bottles. Yes, the yellow ones. Guayaquil Mate is all organic, non-GMO, and sure to make you come to life. Guayaquil is more than just a Yerba Mate brand. They're focused on personal, social, ecological, and cultural growth through their commitment to regenerative practices, which includes stewarding the South Atlantic rainforest and partnering with indigenous South American communities through the production of Yerba Mate. Visit guayaquil.com, G-U-A-Y-A-K-I.com, to learn more and find this delicious drink near you. Or stop by CITR station on UBC campus for a free Yerba Mate can. Mega Mall's debut EP, Escape from Lizard City, goes live on Friday, July 1st. Buy the cassette and lyric book on Bandcamp or stream wherever you listen to music. For the last 2.5 years, you could avoid everyone except yourself. Welcome to Lizard City. Oh, I see the love that can overturn.
All right, we're back. Only played 2 songs. The last one was too long, but it was, yeah, Jay, God. But you did hear the last half of Sisyphus by Have a Nice Life and Water and Tools by Jairus Sharif off of that album, Water and Tools. That was the title track. We'll play Tangier next.
Tangier. Okay,
I can't say words, apparently, and I was struggling, and they watched me struggle, and they didn't help me.
Yeah, we let you hang.
Yeah, but it's okay, because now I know how to say it. Now I know. Well, do you guys have anything to...
Jay has a show tonight.
Oh, yeah, right.
Walk us through that.
It's possible I do. Downtown at Trees Coffee House.
On Granville. Yeah,
yeah,
great
coffee house.
Great
London
Granville. Fog.
There's an open mic night tonight from 7:30 to 10. And I think I'm going on around 8:30. We'll have like a 15-20 minute set. But if
Doing
you can
so.
Drop by, come drink some coffee and listen to jazz.
What is the name of your band that's playing?
It's actually just my friend's name. Her name is Sage Adams, so it's the Sage Adams Quartet. It's very creative.
Yeah, but it's a
Sounds
jazz
great,
group.
Honestly. Oh, it's jazz group.
It's yeah.
Jazz,
yeah.
Okay. So what kind of vibes can we expect both from the Sage Adams Quartet and also from Tree Coffee's open night, mic night?
I hope it's relaxing. It's not, we're not playing very loud music, so I hope it's something you can chill to while drinking a nice cuppa.
Cuppa Joe.
Nice cuppa.
Nice
well,
cuppa.
Who else is in the ensemble? You're the drums. I'm assuming you have a bass player, rhythm section.
Yeah, so it's me. It's we got Winston, who's on clarinet.
Oh,
we
jazz
have,
clarinet. Very exciting.
We have Sage Adams on guitar, and we have Jason on bass. So there's 4 of us.
Is it That's just like a standard concert clarinet? Anything fancy?
Are there ones that like shoot fire out of them? Or?
I mean, like what register is it in?
Oh, I don't know. I don't music.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're not like dorks who know about instruments here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, I just know. I don't know. Some people whip out the bass clarinet for the jazz. You know?
Oh no,
bass
I don't
clarinet
think it's bass
is
clarinet,
really cool to be
yeah.
fair.
Yeah. Anyways, that sounds really fun.
Yeah, a little plug.
Little plug. I wish I could go.
Me too, but we'll be rooting for you.
Somebody better go. Is there going to be a recording or anything?
You know, maybe, yeah.
Maybe, okay. Well, I'll check out the recording for sure then. Now, for real, we can get into Tangier and then also a couple other tracks. Yola Tango dropped a new single with 2 tracks. What do you guys know about Yola Tango?
They make... I don't know, just like really cute.
Yeah, it's cute.
Music, and I like it a lot.
Yeah, Yola Tango is awesome.
I'm a big fan.
I only know Yola, who is like a blues R&B soul singer, and she's great. So if Yola Tango is anything like Yola, end of artist name, then I'm
Could
excited.
Be similar vibes. It'll be chill.
Possibly. I don't know. We'll see.
We'll
Who
see.
Could say?
Yeah, we got Yola Tango. More hard names. Aceless Teen. Off of the single of the same name. And then there is a second track as well on there. You should go check that out on your own time. And then also a new ASAP Rocky song, Same Problems. Yeah, we'll get into that one.
Yeah.
All right.
One of the songs that came out this year.
Yes, most assuredly.
Yeah. Well, starting off 2023 strong with ASAP Rocky and Yola Tango.
How many problems can solve? lying every other night. Niggas crying, that's a part of life. Lying to my face, trying to say that it's all good, knowing I'm right.
Shame on me. Shame, shame on me.
Put your five fingers high to the sky on the stand, put it on your life. Stand by, nigga, wrong or right. I knew the drama, nigga, all my life. I knew the drama, nigga, all my life. Been ducking karma, nigga, all my life.
Shame on me. Shame, shame on me.
How many problems get solved? My love, pride of the things that I saw. How many problems get solved? Am I proud of the things in my songs? How many problems get solved? Am I proud of the, all of my flaws? How many problems get solved? If you don't get involved, don't bite the hand that feeds you. I don't hear or see no evil. Annihilated like my pupils. Means I rose ready to peach you. Annihilated on my people. Violated till we top it like we skyscrapers. Jumping off the porch of fire escape. We ain't even fuck a tiebreaker. All black like a trying to break it. This the crack, call him Ronald Reagan. ASAP, more tired of waiting. Let's get it. How many problems get solved? A pride of the things that I saw. How many problems get solved? Am I proud of the things in my songs? How many problems get solved? Am I proud of the, all of my flaws? How many problems get solved?
If we don't get involved.
Silent night, holy night. Bullets flying, better duck and dive. The darkest spaces were so fun to hide. Remember calling Edison, turn on the lights. Went to selling now, shows them selling rights. Niggas crying in each jail, selling night. Mama's crying, it's a part of life. Mama say I'm high, satellite. I don't drop the bag, even I'm breaking nights. Nigga drop the bag, you ain't weigh it right. Bringing bad, I was bringing night. Kid Cudi, day and night.
Any problems get solved?
Proud of the things that I saw. How many problems get solved? Am I proud of the things in my songs? How many problems get solved? Am I proud of the, all of my flaws? How many problems get solved?
Writing notes. few words before I go to sleep. I feel like I'm gonna dream tonight. Big bad ones, you know? The kind you like.
There is a lot of music out there, but only some is strange enough for you. My name is B, and on SlimeWire, I do the work for you, picking out freaky tunes to rule your nighttime world. So check it out, every Wednesday at 10 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
We're back. And we realized we never did our land acknowledgement, and I think, B, you're going to take that away.
Yeah, we are broadcasting from the traditional, unceded, ancestral, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh nations in the city colloquially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
There we go.
Yes.
Very important.
What did we just hear?
we just heard a Celestine by Yola Tango off of their single of the same name. We heard Same Problems? ? By A$AP Rocky, and Tangier by Selena Martin. Mix of tracks. Yola Tango bringing it somewhat. I enjoyed that one. A$AP Rocky, same mid? Ooh, okay. And Tangier was, okay. I don't know. It was really cool. You said it was, what was the subgenre that you were
talking about? Oh, I said like some of it reminded me a little bit of Habibi Funk, which is
Habibi Funk.
New like subgenre of music a friend put me onto, which is essentially just like Middle Eastern, like groovy funk music.
Yeah, that's a lot of really cool records.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I really want to check that out now. I actually did really like the instrumentation of that last track.
I can send you a playlist later.
Oh, yeah, please do.
It's been ruling my life all week.
Yeah, I want it to rule my life. Do you have anything to add, Jay? You look like you're getting ready.
No.
No? Okay.
But there, it reminded me of Bjork a little bit, and there's a new Bjork remix out.
The Shy Girl. If you were tuned into Spit in Your Ear every other Monday at 6 p.m., you would know how good that track is. What did you think of that music, B?
The new Bjork remix or the tune we just heard?
All those tunes.
I think they're great tunes, Nikki. Thank you for asking.
Except we might have a little bit of an opinion on...
On A$AP Rocky?
On Sir Rocky.
On Sir Rocky, yeah.
It's mid.
It's mid, unfortunately.
I'm just disappointed that, like, I read the credits for the song, and it's like Thundercat, Tyler the Creator on some co-production, Miguel on background vocals,
yeah,
Spanish King, and, like, Lil Yachty on background vocals as well. And then it's literally, like, just a song that stays the exact same all the way through.
Yeah.
And it sounds like Rocky was like recording and trying not to wake up like his child in the next room. Like it was very just plain.
Yeah.
It might be true.
There is like no enthusiasm from Rocky and the song didn't really go anywhere. It was cool for the first like 20 seconds. But I remember, I think it was you last week talking about this track and you're like, oh yeah, like Thundercat was on it. And I was like, oh, I didn't see it. Like there's no credit for any of those guys on Spotify, but you never would have even known because the track is very lame.
Yeah, questionable bars throughout.
Yeah, I mean, he needed a rap. Rhyme. He needed to rap. Yes, he did need to do that. That is his career. He needed a rhyme for night, and he just said Kid Cudi day and night.
There you go.
Like I don't know. Not a great track from A$AP Rocky. We do have a bit more time though. We have like 10 minutes, so we can play some more tracks. I'm gonna use my big chair ability and play some more chat pile every time we're on here. And then what have we not played? Do you want to help me out here, Jay? Have we played Rinstream? I feel like we played Rinstream.
I feel like maybe we could go Come Around by Morale.
Okay. Yeah, Come Around by Moral, and then we'll play Pamela by Chatpile.
Ooh, Chatpile.
Hope you all enjoy the tunes.
Waiting to die. is calling, but I can't control the rage inside of me. I spill the blood till the world is done with me. I want you to know right now that I loved you. When you left, it almost killed your mother, but something inside me propels me forward. I come to rage, you just never get used to. So I stare at the lake, biting my tongue.
Hello.
Hey, I'm just gonna come out and say it. I've been meaning to tell you this. I know that we've only been hanging out for some time, but you make my world so much brighter, and I have a really big crush on you, and I think I might be in love with you.
Hey, sorry, the call keeps cutting out. Can you say that one more time?
Never mind. I'll see you in class tomorrow.
Make sure no voices get left unheard while they are talking about something they love. CITR is a place where people in the community can come together to talk about things they are passionate about. This year, CITR is raising money for a radio transmitter, which CITR cannot survive without because it literally transmits the radio. No pun intended. Help us make sure voices are being heard on the air by donating to CITR from February 2nd to 10th during the week of Fun Drive, and in return, you will receive a cool prize and will also help community radio survive and thrive.
All right. Well, we're back. We're down to two now.
We're down to two. We lost a couple of our members leading busy, busy lives.
Yeah. All those busy people. You just heard Come Around by Morale off of the album Ground Groove, and Pamela by Chatpile off of God's Country. Two very cool tracks. And we have seconds left until the end of the show.
Yeah.
not much left to do here.
Well, thanks so much for tuning in. Another successful week of good charts, good beers, good brews, good football,
yeah,
as I always
football.
Say.
Well, there's not much to say except goodbye. Hope you guys have a good Thursday, and take care. Peace. Love you all.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.